We have three prayer requests this morning. The first one is pray for Chris Cannon, who was in a major accident concerning a pipe which blew up. He has a plate and screws in his head. They did surgery on his left arm yesterday for two breaks. He is in OU hospital. And then the second one is pray for our friend West Hathaway in Tennessee, who has been in the hospital in ICU since Monday with all sorts of complications from the cancer that he's been dealing with for some time. He is known by many as West St. John, the Oilfield Cowboy. And then the third one is a praise report. Yay! Elsie Price finally got to go home, y'all. He had been in the hospital in Cleveland. He was there for over a month. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He got to come home.
Yeah. Dear Lord, we come to you today thanking you for giving us time and for giving us today. We continue to pray for Chris Cannon, who continues to go through the healing process after his accident. We ask that you would place your healing hands upon him. Be with his care team. Be with his friends and family. Hold them in the palm of your hand during their time of need, and we pray for healing. We ask you would you be with Wes Hathaway in Tennessee, the Oilfield Cowboy, dealing with all sorts of complications from the cancer he has. Just strengthen them in their time of need. Be with his care team, his friends and family. Put people in his path with a kind word or deed during their times of struggles. And finally, we just praise you, Lord, give you a praise for the healing and the well-being of Elsie Price, who has struggled with health issues over this last month. And we just praise be that he is getting better. He's on the path to recovery. We ask that he would continue to strengthen, be with him and his family during this time. In Christ's name we pray this. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're going to... Oh, go.
Sorry.
No, keep going. Okay. I'll pull up a song and we'll play it after you're done.
Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are one of our sponsors. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. And then the Refuge Church at New Liberty. They are located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
From all of us here at PK & Company, great job, Barbara Dyson Ford, on your fifth President's Award. Thank you for your loyalty to our community.
This is Curtis Hutchinson. All of us here at Hutchinson Oil congratulate Barbara Dyson on your fifth President's Award. You deserve it.
Chad Smith here with Smith Ag. Congrats to Barbara Dyson on your fifth President's Award for your amazing customer service.
We want to thank all of you, our customers, as we celebrate this prestigious award. Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Tom Ivester. Back to you, sir.
Okay, we got a song. This is James Brown. A lot of people will recognize this one. Hit the road, Jack.
say.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.
Said,
don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back.
Oh,
no more.
Now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to do to don't me?
That's Ray Charles. One of his hit songs, Hit the Road, Jack. I just like that song. Doesn't fit in anything we're doing, except it's Friday, and I just like the, I like the song. Okay, I'm using today the Book of Common Prayer from the Episcopal Church. So here's another one of their prayers. We praise thee, O God. We acknowledge thee to the Lord. All the earth doth worship thee, the Father everlasting. To thee all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To thee cherubim and seraphim continually do cry, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabbath. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise thee. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise thee. The noble army of martyrs praise thee. The holy church throughout all the world doth acknowledge thee. The Father of an infinite majesty, thine adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. When thou tookest upon thee to deliver man, thou didst humble thyself to be born of a virgin. When thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God and in the glory of the Father. We believe that thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore pray thee, help thy servants, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with thy saints in glory everlasting. Amen. This is an old song, and I came to know this song by Back to the Future. Remember that movie? That was a good movie. And so this song was an old song that kind of became a fresh new hit after that song. They were playing it at the high school dance, and he got up on stage and played the song, and they never heard anything like it. And it was a Chuck Berry song called Johnny Be Good. So here we go.
Be good, who never ever learned to read or write.
always like the music you bring.
No, I got a couple more good songs. So I will say this. One last thing and then commentary. So if you want to know where all the people are, I can tell you exactly where they are in Elk City. They're at the ball fields. Thousands of them. So last night I probably had 1,200 of them. If you want to know where the people are, they're there. And I know Neva, she'll lament that they should be in church. Got it. We've been doing that for years. And guess what? You can only sit there and lament that for so long. But at some point, you've got to go out and try to meet the people where they are.
I know
you can sit there and debate that. But you can debate that with the 15 or 20 or 30 or 40, 50 people going, they should be here, but they're not. And in the meanwhile, I'm in charge of a city that's maintaining 17 baseball and softball fields that entertains thousands of people. So I've got Little League softball and baseball going on. It's been going on for the last 2 to 3 weeks. It'll end up in a couple of weeks. And for 3 to 4 nights a week, I'll have thousands out there, thousands. So there's opportunity all over the place. I'm not waiting on anybody else. So I went out and hired the staff to actually start doing some of this stuff, which I thought should be done by some others. So again, I'm not lamenting anymore. I'm just going to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. We're fixing to open up a 50,000 square feet basketball center. So it's going to be shifting from the summer when baseball and softball aren't active to basketball, and I think youth basketball is going to be every bit as active. And again, you can have the debate over whether that takes away from church activities. I think that debate is over. Many people are still having it, but people vote with their feet, and they've chosen. And so we can go meet them. You know, if you look throughout the Bible, Jesus isn't in a church.
Come on.
So he's going out to where the folks are. So, again, I'm sitting there and taking positive steps to go hire staff to go meet the people where they are. So we're doing that, and I'm not in the lamenting crowd anymore. I'm just accepting what people are actually doing, and then we're going to go out and meet them where they are. So with that, this is one of my favorite songs, and I think it fits with that attitude that no matter where people are located, they're at the ball fields or they're at Walmart, they are looking. And if Christians, we don't provide them that, you know, C.S. Lewis called it the whole empty hole in your heart. If we don't provide them with that, they're going to find it someplace else. And if they're not at the church, we can't sit there and just, my opinion, constantly wait for them to come. We need to go out to where they are. And because I think this song captures the secular longing that is out there, and it is tremendous opportunity for Christians. So this is a cover song of that. This is the a cappella version of the Journey song, Don't Stop Believing. So here we go.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight.
Yeah.
So that was a Journey song, Don't Stop Believing, and that was actually a Glee a cappella version. I kind of like that version. That song came out in the 80s, and I remember when it first came out, I was a big Journey fan. But that song has endured and has been resurrected multiple times because the message is enduring. And there's something to be learned, I think, as Christians by that song, that there are people longing for something. And like I said, as C.S. Lewis described it, is there's that hole in your heart that only God can fill. And if Christians don't provide that outlet, they'll fill it with something. And but I call that song is you're leading them up to the water. And it's up for Christians to say, now it's time to drink, you know, leading them up to the door. And then Christ is sitting there knocking. It's up to them to open the door. We just need to give them the instruction. But they know inherently, because that's a secular song. It was a big rock group back in the 80s. And, you know, it has nothing to do with Christ. But to me, it almost has everything to do with Christ. It points to that natural yearning for something more, to don't stop believing. There's got to be something more. There's got to be something better. There's got to be something bigger than myself out there. I just can't figure it out, and I don't know where it is. But don't stop, you know. And that's why I think that song has endured. And of all the places where it made its resurrection, The Sopranos, about a mafia family in New Jersey, that song makes its resurrection at the end of that. You know, then the final episode of The Sopranos, that's the song, and that is now one of the most famous ending episodes of any series out there, and that song was previewed prominently in it. Anyway. I'm going to read a little bit more, and then I've got another song, and then we're going to finish it up, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us and grant us thy salvation, and do thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in thee can we live in safety. Lord, keep this nation under thy care and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let thy way be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with thy Holy Spirit. O Lord, save thy people and bless thine heritage. Govern them and lift them up forever. Day by day we magnify thee, and we worship thy name forever, world without end. Keep safe, O Lord, to this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy be upon us. As our trust is in thee, O Lord, in thee have I trusted. Let never me be confounded. In thy Son's holy name, amen. Okay, this is a tribute, this last song, a tribute to my father. So... got a rich music tradition in this area. Of course, Roger Miller was from Eric, and we've got one of the original country outlaws, Waylon Jennings, was from Littlefield, Texas, and then, of course, one of my dad's favorites from Lubbock, Texas, was Buddy Holly, and I grew up listening to Buddy Holly songs. So he famously died in the plane crash, and Waylon Jennings was the bassist player, his bassist, in Buddy Holly's The Crickets. It was Buddy Holly and The Crickets. Waylon Jennings was his bassist and gave up his seat so Buddy Holly could get on the plane. And so Waylon Jennings stayed off. Buddy Holly got on. And then, of course, the rest is history. The plane went down. The Big Bopper and Richie Valens and Buddy Holly were all on the plane and died. And then Don McLean, of course, wrote the famous song Bye Bye America Pie, which is about the plane crash. Waylon Jennings goes on to country music infamy. But it was interesting start there in the panhandle, south panhandle of Texas, west Texas. So, and my dad was a big Buddy Holly fan. So this is Rave On by Buddy Holly.
Oh, hell, the little things you say and do make me want to. Crazy feeling, and I know it's got me feeling.
That's it. Buddy Holly song. Pretty short, to the point. Been Tom Ivester here. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I can't say stay positive, but I will say this, because we all have different life circumstances. Be encouraging, okay? Be encouraging in all things, okay? I know life is hard sometimes. We've all been there, and some of us are there right now. But you can still be encouraging. There's always hope, okay? There's always hope.
Amen. I appreciate you, sir. You have been tuned into the Hour Power this morning, y'all, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Tina Dobbs, and from Mr. Tom Ivester. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.